Hypothesis. Yes, we're sticking with hypothesis. How are you doing? How have you been? I have missed you. I hope that you missed me too. I know that I didn't put out an episode in November, and I will tell you why in a few minutes, but I hope that you're good and I hope that you're great. I have a bit of a cold. It's not a bit, I have cold. On my way to church on Sunday, I was drenched. I was caught in the rain, and I've had a cold since then, but I think I'll be fine. I know I'll be fine. So I wasn't trying to ghost like I usually do. I just couldn't record. I wasn't around. I had traveled and I couldn't record the podcast, an episode from where I was. It just was not a conducive environment for podcasting. So I had to wait till I got back, and I got back last week Thursday. Yes, I got back last week Thursday. So you're probably thinking, oh, so why didn't you record an episode and put it out? I didn't go for leisure. I went to stress myself. And so when I go back, I just need to rest, and I'm finally recording an episode now. So yeah. By the way, I wanted to say thank you to everybody. I saw the Spotify Wrapped for the podcast, and thank you so much to everybody that listened. I gained 20% more listeners this year. That's between how many episodes? 3 episodes, I think. So thank you guys so much for listening and for supporting me. And I thank you so much for loving all the episodes I have shared with you so far. Thank you. Keep sharing. Keep talking about the podcast. Keep telling people about Faith God Life Pod. Yeah, let's talk about today's episode. First off, where have I been? I went for National Youth Service orientation. So I went to camp, NYC camp. Funny how the first time I got posted for NYC was in 2022, which was last year. Was it last year? Was it 2022? Yeah. Yes, it was 2022, March, I remember. And I got posted to Niger State, and it just seemed very on the other side of the world. And I just couldn't bring myself to go. I had also gotten involved with work at that time, so I kind of made work my priority. And I went, I didn't go to camp, rather. And then I tried to get posted again. I still got posted to the North. So I just abandoned the whole idea. And if you know me, I've never been a fan of National Youth Service. I have asked people to share with me what the advantages are. To be very honest, the only thing they tell me is, oh, you experience a different life, you meet people, okay? What else? I just haven't bought the idea. I mean, I get the logic, but I still do not align with the logic, right? I just do not align with the idea at all, even though I understand why, but I don't align with it. So it was more of a, my dad has been very, please go and serve, like it's really important. And I just, this is Nigeria, so I don't want to offend anybody, yeah, both in my house and also in the government. So I was like, okay, let me just go and do this thing. And I prayed, because right from uni, I've had conversations about this National Youth Service thing, and there have been specific conversations I've had with the Holy Spirit about it. So I prayed about it and I said, look, if I'm going to do this thing, then I can't go to the North. Like, I just do not want to go there. But wherever you take me to, I will just go. And then I got posted to the East. I got posted to Ebonyi State. So I was like, you know what, I'm going. And I packed my bags. I spent 2 days on the road. I first got to Enugu State. And Enugu is so beautiful, by the way. So if you're from Enugu, you have a very beautiful state, very picturesque, that's the word. You have a very picturesque state. I just really appreciated the whole scenery, and it was beautiful. Also, to be surrounded by so much of Igbo culture was very refreshing, seeing as I live in Ogun State, and I don't really have a representation of the Igbo culture as much around me. So it was really refreshing to see. I was able to eat all the Igbo delicacies that I'm used to eating, and I just really enjoyed myself. And then I went to Ebonyi State the next day. Got to camp, got registered. Registration was stressful. It took me 2 days to get registered. It was just very stressful. I made 2 friends the first day I got to camp. Really cool people. Very, very nice girls. And we were just together for most of camp. Well, except for the time when we would have to split up and go to our platoons. We couldn't spend as much time together after then, you know. But the first few days of camp with them was really good. And we still kept in touch all the while we were in camp, or all through camp. And we hung out a couple of times. Then I got sworn in. Before I got sworn in, I joined the Manual Special Squad because I was trying to avoid parade and marching. Although the what's it called? Should I call it the unit or the squad I would have preferred to join in campus, the broadcasting service. So OBS, Orientation Broadcasting Service. But I got to camp late, and I just felt like, oh, maybe they were already filled up. And it was afterwards I found out that even did I go to camp, I could have joined them. But it's all good. I still had a great time. I feel like if I had joined OBS, I would not have been involved as much in camp as I was. I wouldn't have made a lot of friends because I would have had to be around a particular place all the time, and I don't think I would have enjoyed it as much. So I had a good time. I walked up to people, spoke to people for the first time. Like, I'm so proud of myself. Looking back, I'm shocked at how much I opened up myself to meet people and to just get to know people, talk to them, have a conversation with them, and basically just vibe. It was really good. Your girl was sick at some point, but I got better. My roommates were very nice people. My bunkie, she was one of the nicest people. Very sweet girl. Just very sweet, very nice. I was meeting nice people. I didn't meet crazy people. Yeah, that's basically my camp experience. I just explained in like 5 minutes. I just wrapped up 21 days in 5 minutes. I did go to see Abakaliki though. I think I spent a day in Abakaliki twice like coming home. Abakaliki was, well, it's not Lagos and it's not Ogun State, but it was okay. And I went to the mall, and I think the mall is nice, but still, it's not Lagos. So overall, I would say that it was a bittersweet experience. I learned a lot of things about myself that I didn't know that I was capable of doing. First, my ability to walk up to people unafraid. I think also maybe the environment triggered or forced my hand. I didn't have a choice. If I did not speak to people, I would have had a very boring, lonely experience. And I didn't want to have that. I wanted to have a very good experience, like good memories. I wanted to make good memories. And so I made sure that I did. And now I'm back home recording. And I'm just excited to be back and hoping that my relocation actually works so I can stay in Lagos. Because I cannot not stay in Lagos. I cannot live in Ebonyi State for a year. I don't think I would be able to, mostly because of the things that I've been holding, all my projects and stuff. I don't think that it would be ideal for me to pack up and move to another state that doesn't offer me the same opportunities or offers me the opportunity that I would need to work on my projects, or I don't know, just that doesn't have this same ideal environments that I need for my projects. I think that's is better put that way. And also for church, I 3 weeks in camp was torture for me because I really wanted to church physically, like my church, and see my friends. And just, it's not like I'm going to church for my friends, but it was just different. And I don't like difference. I like a certain pattern, like a certain way. I don't want to change anything. Just let it be going the way it's going. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but that's a new thing right now. That's where my headspace is, and I like it that way. So today's episode, in as much as I wanted to share my camp experience, I also wanted to talk about something that happened to me. Quitting. Yes, that's what I want to talk about. Quitting. Before I went to camp, I was very disillusioned with work. I was tired. I was stressed, anxious. I felt like I can't keep working. Like, I want to quit. I need a change of scenery. And I was also disillusioned with a lot of projects that I'm currently working on outside of work. If you listen to the Multipotentialite Who Needs to Trust God, you would have gotten an insight into the fact that I'm doing a couple of things at the same time. My newsletter, podcasting, my work, the radio, the media company, basically content. And I think I was really tired in my brain. I would say my brain, because I felt mentally exhausted and physically exhausted. I was in a headspace of, I want to quit. I don't want to do anything anymore. Also because some of the things that I had been hoping to get or hoping to have had not come through. And it felt like, so what am I still doing? What am I doing all of these things for? And I was just really disillusioned with the idea of doing them. And I really, really wanted to quit. I went to camp. While I was in camp, I still had that, I want to quit. But I realized that towards the end of camp, I didn't feel that way anymore. It felt like I needed a reset, like I needed a break. or it felt like what I, or I think, I want to believe, or I want to assume that what I needed was a break from everything I was doing. Because when I was in camp, I wasn't doing any of those things anymore. I had a clear head. I had a fresh perspective. I was seeing things. I was meeting people. Like, I was experiencing something completely different outside of my routine. And it felt so refreshing to have, and so refreshing to experience. And so on my way back, I just knew deep down that I wasn't quitting anymore. I'm here. I'm stuck with this thing. I'm not quitting. But this is what I want to say, or this is what I'm trying to drive at. I've had moments where I couldn't create content, or I couldn't really function at work, or I couldn't be productive. And in those moments, I knew what to do. But in this time, or in this moment where I was feeling like I want to quit, I was 100% sure that I was going to quit. I didn't have any reason to keep going, so to speak. And I didn't really know how to fix it. But going to camp and just having that 21-day break just helped me clear my head and helped me see better and had a fresher perspective coming back home. I think that sometimes, as creatives or as multipotentialites, or as people that are doing so many things at the same time, a break can do wonders for you. When it feels like the going is tough, when it feels like you can't keep moving, when it feels like you're doing so much and your brain or your mind cannot handle it and you're just tired, or even if you're not a multipotentialite or you're not doing so many things, but you just feel overwhelmed and you just feel like you don't know what you're doing, or you just want to quit in general, I think a break would help. Because one of the things a break will do is clear your head, refresh your mind, help you get a clearer and better perspective on life or of things. You could even have a conversation with somebody while you're on that break, and you just see that it's more mind-opening than you would have had, than it would have been if you were not on the break. Another thing I learned about this entire quitting saga is stressors. I had stayed away from things that were stressing me. I wasn't working. I wasn't dealing with work. I wasn't dealing with creating content, with writing content, with research, with anything work. I wasn't dealing with the radio. I wasn't dealing with podcasting, writing my newsletters. I wasn't dealing with anything that was making me think. I was just living, so to speak. And I realized that those were my stressors. Work was stressing me. But I didn't want to believe that work was stressing me. And I do know how to deal with the fact that work was stressing me. And so in those 21 days, I was able to stay away from my stressor. And I got better mentally in my head. So sometimes it's the thing that you're trying to fix that is actually stressing you. So take a step back. Sometimes take a step back. Do something else. Leave that thing alone. Do something else. Focus on something else. Give your energy to something else. What I used to do when I used to have creative blogs, I would take a walk. I would turn off my laptop. I would stop working. I would stop doing anything related to work. I would not even use social media. I would just turn on my laptop, take a walk. Sometimes I would watch a cartoon. Yes. As funny as it sounds, I would watch a cartoon. I will watch a movie. I will read a book. I will stay away from social media because my work mostly has to do with socials. And so it helps, it helps me a lot of times to decompress and to actually relax my mind and to breathe, take a breather, so to speak. By the time I'm coming back to work, I'm coming back with a clear head. I'm even having a better solution to the problem than I had before I took the break. And so take a step back and just re-examine it from a consumer's perspective. How can I fix this? Why is this thing stressing me out? Because a lot of times for us multipotentialites or creatives or people that work or even as individuals, we're always looking at it from our perspective, from the creator's perspective. It helps sometimes to look at it from the consumer's perspective. Like, this thing I'm doing, or this thing I'm trying to create, or this thing I'm trying to build, if I was the recipient, how would I want it to be built? How would I want it to be fixed? And here is the most important thing that you can do, is to pray. So when I got back from camp, I took a walk. I think it was Monday night. I just had a conversation with the Holy Spirit, and I was talking to him, and I'm saying, I'm tired and I want to quit. And this is how I've been feeling, or this is how I was feeling before I went to camp. And you know exactly my heart. You know exactly how my mind works. You understand me better than I understand myself. So why am I feeling this way? Why do I feel like I'm doing so much when I'm not even I haven't even scratched the surface of the things that I ought to do. And I just had this very long conversation with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit started from even the thing that I didn't talk about, he started from there and just started to speak to my heart and give me a set of instructions that actually helped and just helped me see better. And I realized that one of the things that had made me want to quit was, remember I said earlier that I was hoping for some things and it hadn't come through. And I brought it up again during the conversation. Guys, I kid you not, 45 minutes after my conversation with the Holy Spirit, that thing was done. I just got a text like, this thing is done. And it was like a, I don't know how to explain, because I mean, I know that God answers prayers, but you know when it happens to you, when you get a miracle, you know. But seeing it happen is just completely different from knowing it. Trust me, it's a whole different feeling. Like, I know it's in my head, but then it happens and I'm like, wow. I know it too, but wow, right? So that was how I felt. And I can say now that I don't feel like quitting. In fact, I'm more pumped, more energized to actually show up and to do the work and to get stuff done well this year and then next year, right? So that's where my headspace is. So I hope for you multi-potentialized, or if you're creative, or if you have a job, or if you have anything you're doing, even if you don't have a project that you're working on, you don't have anything you're doing, but you like listening to this podcast and you're just listening to me, I hope that whatever it is that are going through, that you're able to figure it out. I hope that answers come. I hope that you don't quit. And even if you are to quit, because sometimes you have to fail first to actually succeed later, and sometimes you actually have to close some chapters to open new ones or better ones. So even if you have to quit so that you can start something else to start over, it's not the end of the world, and it doesn't mean that you're a failure. It's just one door closed and others will definitely open, right? So that's it from me. It feels good to be back, and I hope that this cold, I don't have it next time I am recording an episode. Thank you so much for listening. Let me hear from you. How are you doing? I would like to know. You can send me an email or just send me a message on social media. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.